From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Minister of Trade releases Gayo Kopi exports to United Kingdom. Deputy Chairperson of IMPR, Yasirul Fawaid, affirmed harness natural wealth for the people. Now the news in detail. The Minister of Trade through Directorate General of National Export Development Pan along with PT Astra International released one container of Aceh Gayo Arabica coffee worth 1.4 billion rupiah to the United Kingdom, UK. This was managed by Darul Mujahada Al-Waliyah Islamic Boarding School, PT Merador Kopi Berjaya and the Gayo Leisure Antara Cooperative. The release of export on Sunday is one of the results of the collaboration between Directorate General of National Export Development and the Minister of Trade and PT Astra International in the Export Development Program for Village Leading Products. Director General of the National Export Development, Didi Sumedi, said in Jakarta on Sunday that the export release, which took place in Takengon, Central Aceh on Sunday, was witnessed virtually by the trade attaché in the Den Haag and the trade attaché in London. Meanwhile, Director of Export Development Cooperation, Maralov Nainggolan, said that the release of the export is expected to make kopi from Indonesia known more widely. The United Kingdom is Indonesia's ninth export destination with an export worth $15 million. Minister of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration Abdul Halim Iskandar said that the harmony between administrative and customary villages is the key for the preservation of village cultural roots. He also pointed out the synergy between administrative and customary village administration of Kutu in Badung District, Bali as a successful harmonization. Villages in Indonesia must learn from the success of Kutu Village. Collaboration between administrative and customary village governments could be done in many sectors, including in the economy sector through the development of village-owned enterprises. ASEAN-led Myanmar Contemplate for the members had decided not to invite its military junta to the summit held on October 26 and 28, 2021. The international relations expert at Pajajaran University, Teuku Resesha, told Antara on Sunday, the association decision was based on some consideration, he said, adding that one of them is that Myanmar was not committed to making peace in the country. In addition, ASEAN did not receive good responses from Myanmar pertaining to the 5-point consensus. The ASEAN decision is right, according to the expert, adding that the association should take some measures to maintain the peaceful coexistence in the region. Myanmar should be ensured that its absence in the summit will not lead to resolution or statement against the country. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Georgetown program intends to honor its first women graduates who helped accomplish the academic program for the Empowerment of Women to better meet leadership's requirements. The ceremony to be organized by Kidayat Global in the partnership with Georgetown University McDowd School of Business will honor over 200 graduates from more than 20 countries. This was reported by the Saudi press agency SPA through a press release received by Antara on Sunday. The honoring ceremony took place in Riyadh on Monday. Hundreds of graduates had completed a rigorous academic program addressing leadership skills in decision-making, organizational change management, organizational performance, and interaction with stakeholders. The graduates came from a wide array of fields in private, public, and non-profit organizations. The financial field was on top of these fields, with 16% of graduates followed by education, 14%, healthcare, 12%, energy, 10%, chemicals, 6%, then technology, 5%, and media and communication, 3.5%. New Zealand reported 109 new locally acquired coronavirus cases on Monday, the bulk of them in its largest city, Auckland, as the country saw its second worst day of daily infection since the pandemic began. The spike in cases has forced Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to abandon her elimination strategy and switch to living with the virus, and health officials have warned of an update in cases until vaccination ramped up. As of Monday, 71% of eligible New Zealanders were fully inoculated, including 77% of Aucklanders. The last item, oil prices rose on Monday, extending pre-weekend gains, with U.S. crude hitting a 7-year high. Of global supply remained tight amid strong demand worldwide as economies recover from coronavirus pandemic-induced slumps. Brent crude futures climbed 26 cents or 0.3% to $85.979 a barrel, as sale last Friday's 1.1% gain. The contract was near a 3-year of $86.10 hit last Thursday. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures rose, as you say, 48 cents or 0.6% to $84.24 a barrel after climbing 1.5% on Friday. It touched the highest since October 2004, $84.28 early in the session. Oil prices had been also bolstered by worries about about coal and gas shortage in China, India, and Europe, which spurred fuel switching to diesel and fuel oil for power. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Indonesian Government Encourages the Emergence of Entrepreneurs from Islamic Boarding School Students. As a country with largest Muslim population in the world, Indonesia has the opportunity to become a major player in the global Sharia economy and the halal industry. Moreover, developments in the Islamic economic sector have experienced significant growth. When opening the commemoration of National Santri Day 2020 and the launching of a new logo of the Sharia Economic Community at the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday, President Joko Widodo said that from 2008 until late 2020, Indonesian Sharia economy continued to climb in rank. It was ranked fourth in the world. However, the president asked people not to be complacent. He also emphasized that there is a need for synergic efforts among stakeholders so that the Sharia economy can grow even faster. What President Joko Widodo said should be observed, and it becomes an important reference for the Islamic economic community. They should become a down-to-earth Sharia economic locomotive, touch the people's economy, and drive an inclusive economy. The Islam economic community is expected to give birth to many entrepreneurs, mainly from the santris or Islamic boarding school students. The question is whether there had been any serious efforts made in encouraging micro, small and medium-sized businesses that had been created to go digital. For example, they can enter online stores, marketplaces, e-commerce and can also enter national and global supply chains. In addition, Indonesian entrepreneurs are expected to become major players in the development of the global halal industry. The Indonesian government has certainly thought about three things. It is known that the government has prepared various financing schemes to support the growth of new entrepreneurs, especially from the santris. Thus, pesantren or the Islamic boarding schools and their students can take advantage of these various financing programs properly so that they can play a greater role in the strengthening the people's economy. Therefore, the entrepreneurs from the students and graduates of Islamic boarding schools must continue to be encouraged to create job opportunities and spread wider benefits and play a more active role in becoming entrepreneurs with a social spirit. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, we will start with the incident on 25th August 1945. 6,000 troops of the Allies from 49 divisions, led by Brigadier General Albertine Walter Soutan Malabi, landed in Surabaya to disarm the Japanese army. General Malabi's troops are a part of Allied forces in Netherlands East Indies, AFNI. The troops had been sent to Indonesia after World War II to disarm Japanese army weapons and free Japanese prisoners of war. In addition, they were tasked by returning to Indonesia to the Dutch East Indies under Dutch rule and under administration of the Netherlands Indies Civil Administration, or NICA. Malabi led his troops to enter Surabaya on 25 October 1945. The arrival of these troops faced resistance from Indonesian troops because AFNI demanded that they handed over the weapons that had been confiscated by Indonesia in advance from Japan. There were several armed conflicts between the two armies, one of which occurred on October 13, 1945, near the Red Bridge in Surabaya. This battle killed General Malabi. The death of General Malabi triggered the issuance of the British ultimatum, an explosion of the Battle of November 30, 1945, which is remembered as a Hero's Day. We turn to October 25, 1962. Nelson Mandela was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Nelson Mandela is a figure who is quite famous throughout the world. He was an independence fighter through his anti-apartheid activities and later became president of South Africa. Mandela stoutly went against the apartheid laws that made black people as the second class. He joined the African National Congress and along with Walter Sisulu and Oliver Tambo and led peaceful protests against apartheid. For his anti-apartheid activities, he served several sentences. On 5 August 1962, Mandela was arrested and imprisoned in Johannesburg Park. Then on 25 October 1962, he was sentenced to 5 years in prison, and on 12 June 1964, he and a group of other activists were sentenced to life imprisonment. In February 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from prison. In 1993, along with the President F.W. de Klerk, he was awarded the Nobel Award for Peace. We end today in history with the incident in October 25, 2010, an earthquake occurred in Melawai Island. On October 25, 2010, there was an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.7 on the Richter scale in Sumatra. The United States Geological Survey claimed that the earthquake occurred at 21.42 local time, about 140 kilometers west of Bengkulu near Melawai Island. Based on the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, the earthquake caused a tsunami as high as 3 to 10 meters, and at least 77 villages were destroyed, and 415 people were reported dead, and 296 others were missing. That's today in history.
Tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia.
Sound
untukmu nantiku. Masa depan yang indah bersama.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled Trade Expo Indonesia TEI is held again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo opened the 36th Digital Edition Trade Expo Indonesia TEI, which was held in a hybrid manner last Thursday, October 21st. The international scale exhibition with the theme Reviving Global Trade will last for 14 days from October 21st to November 4th, 2021 online. However, the product showcase will be held until December 20th, 2021. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo expressed optimism that the implementation of Trade Expo Indonesia this time will increase trade and investment. According to the president, it can be a liaison for business actors, especially exporters and buyers, to establish business cooperation. Meanwhile, the Minister of Trade, Muhammad Lutfi, in his report, said the Trade Expo Indonesia Digital Edition is one of the efforts to revive global trade. This exhibition is also a new breakthrough for Indonesian business actors in taking advantage of the momentum of economic recovery, which has experienced sluggishness due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Trade Expo Indonesia Digital Edition aims to encourage promotions and present exhibitions of superior products to importers around the world, whose physical space is still very limited. At the Trade Expo Indonesia Digital Edition this time, there are 834 participants who exhibit their best products and services. They are divided into 8 product categories, namely manufactured products, lifestyle and digital services, medical and health, renewable energy, food and beverage products, comfort and living facilities, fashion and beauty products, and halal products. The number of participants this year increased by 20.87% compared to last year. The Minister of Trade targets a total of 500,000 visitors and buyers with a total transaction of $1.5 billion. In addition, it has registered almost 3,000 buyers from 105 countries with the main interest. At the opening of the 36th Digital Edition Trade Expo Indonesia, there were 33 signings of trade cooperation contracts between Indonesian business actors and importers from 11 countries, including Australia, Netherlands, Brazil, Germany, Japan, South Korea, Egypt, and China, with a transaction value of $800.57 million, or worth 11.30 trillion rupiahs. The products include herbal medicine, car tires, coffee products, bags, shoes, furniture, coconut products and their derivatives, organic coconut sugar, and halal food. And that's my Indonesia for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu kerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati. Ekoku merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman. Bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Seekor sapi, sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati. Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, as the best potato producing village, Sumber Brantas Village in Bumi Aji District, Batu City, Malang, East Java, usually has a better life of its people by planting potatoes. Even they have a traditional ritual before potatoes are planted. The ritual is called potato ponjo. Ponjo is Javanese term which means to plant. Accordingly, potato ponjo is the ritual performed just before planting potatoes. The ritual is performed in the middle field and it is usually carried out to start the potato growing season. Potato ponjo is held to offer a prayer so that the potato plants are safe for all plants diseases. The ritual of potato ponjo is usually carried out in the field where the potatoes will be planted. In practice, farmers must bring many types of food complete with wungkul ingkung or roasted chicken, but the others still maintain the old tradition by continuing to carry out rituals in the fields. Before the potato ponjo ritual starts, chanting prayers using the Javanese language is also said by the elders of Sumber Brantas village. After praying together, the potato ponjo process starts. The elders and the people enter 16 seeds of potato into the soil. A total of 16 potato seeds is not just the number. The number has been determined from Javanese calendar in which the potato planting day is on Saturday Pon. In this ritual, the people should pay attention to the Javanese calendar. After as many as 16 potatoes are planted, farmers are free to plant their fields until they are full. This ritual also starts the performance of Kaki Langit Festival held in Batu City. This festival is a form of preserving the culture of growing potatoes, while at the same time, this potato planting is a moment to establish friendship while drinking coffee and nunu or baking potatoes. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقوا انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你。你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchant la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about berwisata, which means traveling. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled, Siapa Pemilik Hotel Ini? Which means, who is the owner of this hotel? Kevin is amazed by the decoration of the hotel room. Kevin wants to know the owner of the hotel. Then he asks the officer to check the air conditioning. Let's listen to the conversation.
Dekorasi kamar ini bagus sekali. Siapa pemilik hotel ini?
Pemilik hotel ini seorang arsitek.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Dekorasi, dekorasi, which means decoration. Kamar, kamar, which means room. Bagus, bagus, which means good. Pemilik, pemilik, which means owner. Hotel, hotel, which means hotel. Arsitek, arsitek, which means architect. Dekorasi kamar ini bagus. Dekorasi kamar ini bagus, which means decoration of this room is good. Pemilik hotel ini seorang arsitek. Pemilik hotel ini seorang arsitek, which means the owner of this hotel is an architect. Menemukan, menemukan, which means find. Penjual mie bakso, penjual mie bakso, which means meatball noodle seller. Di seberang hotel, which means across the hotel. Pembuat sepatu kulit, pembuat sepatu kulit, which means leather shoes maker. In the dialogue, you hear the word pemilik, pemilik, which means owner, someone who owns something. The word pemilik, pemilik, is a noun formed by the word milik, milik, which means own, then added with the prefix peng. One of meanings of the prefix peng is someone who. Let's listen to the other examples of using the prefix peng. Di mana saya bisa menemukan penjual mie bakso? Di mana saya bisa menemukan penjual mie bakso? Which means, where can I find a meatball noodle seller? Di seberang hotel, which means across the hotel. Ini Pak Yunus, pembuat sepatu kulit dari Cibaduyut. Ini Pak Yunus, pembuat sepatu kulit dari Cibaduyut, which means this is Mr. Yunus, the maker of leather shoes from Cibaduyut. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Dekorasi kamar ini bagus sekali. Siapa pemilik hotel ini?
Pemilik hotel ini seorang arsitek.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Bulan Merah by Toto Salmon. The keroncong song Bulan Merah, which means Red Moon, tells about someone who misses and waits for his lover to come. The night is so beautiful with the glitter of the twinkling stars, so different from his feeling. Without a lover by his side, his heart is grief-stricken. To the red moon, he asks if his lover, somewhere far away, also misses him. The composer of the keroncong song Bulan Merah with the poetic lyrics and melodious rhythm is unknown. Alright listeners, this is Toto Salmon with the keroncong song Bulan Merah. Happy listening!
Sayang, Setiap saat ku menunggu, bila kasihku kembali.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.